Today we'll be dealing with Little Stones at My Window by Mario Benedetti. He's a Uruguayan poet considered as one of the Latin America's finest poets. Benedetti was also a political figure and a powerful voice for social justice in his native Uruguay. He was pursued by the Uruguayan military junta in the 1970s for his leftist writings and was forced to live in exile. He returned to Uruguay after the restoration of democratically elected governments in the 1980s. As a character to go down in history, he was like many open-minded and progressive artists and writers in South America during those years. And he was also involved in politics. It was only after his return to Uruguay that he got reunited with his country and his wife, a period which he called desexilio, that is, return from exile. And he has written a lot about that particular period. Although he split residence between Spain and Uruguay, his health forced him to stay in his hometown a few years later. Mario, who claimed not to have had an easy life, was a man of principle and a classic romantic who started to ease away from his work in 2006 when Maria Luz, the love of his life, tireless partner over 60 years, passed away. So loneliness has been a recurring theme in the poems of Mario Benedetti. The poem that we are going to deal with also has the theme of loneliness. After joy comes loneliness, as the poet rightly says in the poem. But what comes after loneliness? The theme of loneliness is relevant in our present day because of the pandemic. The isolation imposed by the coronavirus pandemic is leading many people to an epidemic of loneliness. So I think the poem that we are going to deal with is very relevant in our present day. The fear of losing livelihood and going out, insecurity for oneself and the loved ones, stigma towards people with symptoms of cold and cough has actually had an impact on people's mental health. Those with any previous mental health illness are especially vulnerable to these effects. The psychological crisis that we are facing today needs the interventions by psychologists which can instill hope and help people fight the situation. So the poem this that we are going to deal with has a lot of impact on the present day. I saw the poem being posted in one of the Facebook pages which deals with mental health. In this poem, Benedetti explores feelings of joy, anxiety, and repression through the metaphor of little stones being thrown at a window. This cute poem provides a personal yet relatable account of how it feels to experience yet avoid a full range of emotions. Benedetti's words remind us that though there are good days and bad days, joy will find its way in. I'll read the poem, Little Stones at My Window. Once in a while, joy throws little stones at my window. It wants to let me know that it's waiting for me, but today I'm calm. I would almost say even-tempered. I'm going to keep anxiety locked up and then lie flat on my back, which is an elegant and comfortable position for receiving and believing news. So the author here talks about how he thinks joy can come from outside. There is a world outside which is full of joy. And here there is a hope when he says that it wants to let me know that it's waiting for me. He says that There is a world outside which is full of joy and it is waiting for me. So this might mean that he is not happy now. He is in deep trouble now. And he hopes that it will come to an end. And this might be the reason why he says that little stones are thrown at the window. He talks about his mental state now. He is calm today, even tempered, and he has locked up his anxiety. He is ready to receive any sort of news now, and for that he is lying on his back, and he thinks that this is the most comfortable position for receiving and believing news. Who knows where I'll be next, or when my story will be taken into account? Who knows what advice I still might come up with, and what easy way out I'll take not to follow it? So he does not know what is going to happen. He doesn't even know what advice he is going to give us, and how he'll suggest ways not to follow it. He then talks about that, like, he won't gamble with an eviction. Eviction here actually means court ordered removal, or the act of forcing someone to leave somewhere, especially the home. He might be actually talking about the eviction he had to, how he was forced to exile from Uruguay to Spain. Then he talks about how there are many things that are left to be said and to be suppressed, and there are many grates left to fill our mouths. Don't worry, I'm convinced. Joy doesn't need to throw any more little stones. I'm coming. So there is no need of Joy to knock at his window anymore. He'll be coming soon. That is the hope he has. So while he talks about getting his anxiety locked up, he is talking about the horror of living in exile. While talking about getting his anxiety locked up, he actually means the horrors of life in exile, living a life in exile. And it is very much evident in the lines, who knows where I'll be next, or when my story will be taken into account. These verses reveal to us the image of his wife, who is the force which keeps him sane, and that is the hope that he is looking forward to. The constant reminder as portrayed by the Joy throws little stones at my window reveal that Mario Benedetti's life and his love for his wife is always there, repeatedly reminding him about his home in Uruguay and while he was living in exile. And he uses appropriate metaphors to deliver this idea.